Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This one, basically.
Oh, that's, what's his name?
You know him?
I was on his show, was it March of last year? That's really? Valuetainment. That was back.
Yeah, well, basically, he's talking to, you know, a girl who has, like, her body done, lips done, Botox done, and he's asking her questions because she has a vision in her head that she wants to date, like, a billionaire, and that her standard, like, he has to make, like, 10 million or something. And he was just like, what kind of man do you think will want a woman. He's basically questioning her, like, what do you think a 10 million man wants in a woman? And she can't really answer that question without her saying my body and stuff like that.
What are you?
Prime.
You're prime?
Top notch.
What makes you time, prime, top notch, Wu-Tang?
Why does he do that?
I mean, I have everything that you could possibly ask for as far as brains, beauty, ambition. I would build my man up to be everything he wants to be in this world. I'm the best investment he would ever make in his life. And my shit's exclusive. I've invested in my body. I have a $150,000 body. No one barely touches me. Yes, you can see me on Instagram because I'm paid to do that, but nobody touches me unless a man, yes, does take care of me. I like bosses. I like millionaires. I like someone who's gonna mentor me, teach me, and invest in me and get me to my highest level as well.
And just to be clear, what's a $150,000 body?
Four BBLs, two breast augmentations, technically five BBLs, but we're going to go with four. Two breast augmentations, obviously Botox.
Damn.
Botox, lip injections, and then I had the fat buckle removed out of my cheeks on my face.
Wow.
And how young are you?
28.
28. And what age do you want to get married?
48. I don't necessarily have a time restraint on myself. I feel like God's going to, you know, make me cross paths with my future husband when that time is right.
So you comfortable?
I probably have about another 10 million in real estate that I need to develop before that, so that I can reach the caliber of man that I want to be my future husband.
Got it. And how convinced are you that a man is attracted to a girl with ambition, brains, $10 million in real estate, or just being nice and sweet? What do you think a man is most interested in, especially the man that you're looking for who's worth millions of dollars? Does he want to an ambitious boss babe or a nice, compliant, beautiful girl that doesn't give him headaches? What do you think most men like that would prefer?
I'm not looking for what most men or most women.
Well, you should be, because you want that kind of guy, so you should be.
What do you mean? I'm asking, like that one in a million where you're looking at, like, Grant and Elaine Cardone. You're looking at, okay, like, you know.
She's very masculine. Most men are going to be interested in girl in the middle and then the one to the left who was really nice. She was really sweet. She was on the show when I was with her. There was like three or four other women, and Adam was, I liked Adam. He was cool. He was a gentleman. We had a good conversation. But, you know, these kind of women, like this girl to the right, just listening to her talk, doesn't sound like there was a strong dad in the household, strong father figure.
Trying to pause it. Okay.
So the one that's talking, it's, you know, she's had a lot of surgery, but she sounds like a dude. Mm-hmm. As a man, when, like I said, when I look, the one to the right, the extreme right there, is extremely masculine. She sounds like a man, and, you know, she's, what did she say? She had 150 grand that she put into her body and surgery. Yes. And stuff.
It's, yeah.
She looks like a porcelain doll now. I don't even know what she originally looked like, but listen to a guy, you know, a woman talk like that about herself, like she was fixing up a car.
Right.
That it had been in a bad accident or something like that, you know, or a handyman special in a bad name, neighborhood or something like that. It's just, listen to her talk, the average guy's not going to be attracted. She's just too intermasculine. You'd be fighting and jockeying with for control. And then obviously the girl in the middle, this is like the complete opposite of her. And what's interesting, if you look at the body language of the two women there, is where their knees are pointed. They're pointed away
from her.
From her, and hers is pointed away from both of them. So it just shows. And then the girl in the middle is, you know, actually both girls to the left have their arms crossed. The one on the far left is covering up her emotional center. The one in the middle is covering up her navel, which is, you know, willpower area. And so neither one of the two women on the left are jiving with anything that's coming out of the girl's mouth on the right. And you just totally see it in their body language. They don't jive with one another at all.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because he said the same thing. He was just like, it sounds like you are selling something, like cars and wheels. He says that somewhere in the video. So it's funny that you say that. And the other girls didn't say a peep either.
Yeah, because listen to her talk. She's extremely intermasculine, which is unnatural for a woman. You know, she sounds like a dude.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of the guys are going to be interested in both the women on the left and not the woman on the right, especially when the one on the right starts talking like that. It's unattractive. She's not talking about girl things and baby things and family and all that.
Right.
She's not very nurturing. She's hard. And it's whatever happened in her life forced her to be intermasculine, and more than likely there's, you know, a missing strong masculine father in her life. And, you know, these kinds of videos are great. They do well. They go viral. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of what, like, especially when you see red pill guys, is like they put women on like this on the right and then roast them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the reality is for whatever's happened in her life, she's extremely masculine. She's, you know, had to take care of herself, provide for herself. And it hardened her. It moved her out of her feminine energy. And so a lot of what she does is, you know, sounds like a guy is fixing up a car or fixing up a house.
Four BBLs. You know,
you see the body language of the two very two feminine women that are Botox, next to her.
Botox, lip injections.
It's like and then energetically repulsing
right.
the two of them. And so that's always interesting in watching. You know, I see things like that. And when I see groups of people or a couple on a date or whatever, it tells you a lot about the rapport towards one another. How people really feel despite what they say. It's like the body language tells you everything. And it's unconscious.
Yeah.
They don't realize that they're doing it.
And not once was she able to answer the question, like, what do you think a man values? You know, someone who invests his money or has like a whole business. He was like, do you really think a millionaire, billionaire cares about how much money you're making or bringing? Do you think he really cares about that? And she was like, well, the man I'm looking for will care about that because I care about that. And he was just like, no, he just wants someone who's going to make his life easier. Obviously, he's...
Yeah, she seems like a structured, difficult pain in the ass that everything's got to be a certain way. And she's got a lot of rules and a lot of hoops that she probably, you know, tries to make men jump through.
Yeah.
And it's like she has she's a little bit of narcissistic. She has an inflated idea of herself and her self-worth and her value. And what she brings to the table when she meets a guy that genuinely likes her and is interested in her, he'll be turned off by her arrogant demeanor and her condescending demeanor. And he'll move on to a girl that's more feminine.
Right.
And then, the guys that she typically will date and spend time with are going to be more effeminate that she can kind of dominate because she's not going to feel safe moving into her feminine and trusting a guy. And so the men that she does attract are going to typically be weak and effeminate that she can kind of dominate because she doesn't never had safety in her body, didn't have safety in being in her feminine energy. That's why she comes across as so masculine.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's a result of the upbringing. That was the tone of the family. Yeah. Maybe her parents were together, but you know, what she was modeled for would have been if a dad was there, would have been a very soft, effeminate dad that the mom just dominated and walked all over, and she wore the pants in the family.
Right. So you've been on his show before?
Yeah, they invited me to come on. It was about a year ago, I guess it was around March, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't remember the girl left, the one, you know, on the far left. She was really cool, really nice, really sweet. Mm. And Adam was really cool. And it was me and, I don't know, four or five other girls. And, of course, when we were talking, we were pretty much agreeing on everything. It wasn't like, you know, when you get the difference in polarity here with people like this, you get women that are in their masculine like that, and they're gonna butt heads, right, with especially the masculine host, which is why, you know, some of the guys in on the other podcasts that bring women like this on that are in their masculine, they're, you know, it's like jousting with a bunch of dudes,
right?
You know, and it's good content, but, you know, how is it really gonna help somebody attract a better quality woman? It's just instinctively the girls on the left and the men watching that are going to be repulsed by the boss girl energy. Mm-hmm. Just because she doesn't act like a woman, she acts like a man.
Yeah.
And people that didn't know any better would think she's a masculine lesbian.
Maybe, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I saw that and I was just baffled by her comments because she really thinks like that's what the lifestyle that she should be living in, like genuinely believes that, oh, I need to have this, I have to have that. And I'm just like, it sounds so stressful. It sounds so like organized. Yeah,
it would wear you out with, yeah, somebody like her, because she would just be a constant pain in the ass and difficult and trying to control things and where you ate or how much you spent or where you went, mm-hmm, what kind of pictures ended up on social media and stuff, right, like that.
Even as a friend, I feel like it'd be exhausting.
But when she talks like, oh, I want a man that invests in me and it's, you can tell the mentality is kind of like an OnlyFans type of girl where she's doing something on, mm-hmm, the internet to get attention so guys will send her money or pay her bills or whatever. And
right.
I remember, you know, years ago, last time I was on, I was like Hinge and some of the other dating apps, I was seeing a lot of women that were, they would say those kinds of things and have it in their profile. And they, in essence, they were all like, seemed like strippers. And in essence, you know, they were, all of them, every single one of them was a girl from a broken home where there was no dad or a bad relationship with men.
Yeah.
But they were really pretty. And so they were on there. They, you know, I was amazed at, because it had been a few years, several years before that, since the last time I was on an online dating app. I couldn't believe the difference.
Right.
And how things had changed and how there were so many of these women that in essence were hookers, mm-hmm, you know, on a dating app pretending to be interested in dating you. And right, in reality, they're just, you know, they know there's enough desperate guys, needy guys out there with more money than common sense. They're like, wow, hot girl. Oh, it's a couple grand to hang out every weekend and hook up. And if you want to spend more time, you can talk about that, negotiate that. And I remember what was funny is like once you get to the point where you're exchanging phone numbers, I would, you know, would notice that the match would have gone away.
Yeah.
And she'd be texting me. I was like, well, that was kind of strange. And then when you get to the point where I was like, well, what is it you're looking for? Mm-hmm. And then she basically sounds just like the girl on the far right. It's, oh, I want a man that has invested in me and this and that. When I looked through some of her pictures, you know, one in particular, I remember I was like, that looks like a strip bar.
Right.
Like, pictures of herself in a strip bar. And then it all clicked. And I was like, oh, okay, now I get what's going on. It's basically a stripper on a dating app looking for more clients. And right, she's totally down to fuck and hook up with. And she sounds like that girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's in essence a hooker. And what you'll often see is a lot of them is they'll be down in Dubai and stuff like that. And rich Arab men will throw a lot of money at them and do all kinds of nasty things with them and to them.
Yeah.
And then send them on back. But, you know, a lot of the podcasts present that, hey, that's the modern woman. That's like, no, that's a chick that came from a broken home, basically. Right. It's doing the best she can to try to make it in the world. Yeah, well, it's, if the dad did a good job, the women are going to be more effeminate and girly and family-oriented and loyal and faithful. And the more the father was missing or there was a bad relationship, the more messed up she tends to be, the more right, in her masculine she tends to be, because she had to move into her masculine to survive, mm-hmm, in whatever environment she grew up in.
Yeah.
550K in my body. Four BBLs. What is BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, Brazilian. So instead of doing squats, she had shit injected into her ass?
She gets lipo taken out of her stomach, and then it's put into her butt.
So she's not really that healthy if she's, you know, gaining enough weight to have rolls that gets injected into her ass.
Yeah. And the more fat you take out, the thinner your lining becomes. So it's easier for you to gain weight. Because there's no, like, usually your stomach gets tight and there's no more tightness. So just, it expands. That's why she has to get so many, because it's just not going to work anymore.
And then she'll, you know, end up looking like a circus freak when she's in her 40s.
Right. Or just everything's going to be sagging.
God, that's just fucked up. But that's what happens, you know. Women come from a messed up home. It's like they adopt a bunch of beliefs and ideals, and unbeknownst to them, they're doing a lot of things that are going to repulse the kind of guys that she's really looking for.
Yeah, and it makes you question, like, where did you get this money? You had to be working your way up to be able to pay for all these.
Yeah, injections. Well, she talks like an OnlyFans girl. And like I said, the exact things that she was saying was the exact same shit that I was seeing these strippers and hookers, basically. They were on the dating apps. I was probably going back at least 5-6 years ago. And it was surprising. And so when I hear a woman like that talk, it's like, yep, that's a chick that came from a broken home, no dad, totally intermasculine. She's acting like a dude to survive because she doesn't really have any other choice. And so, you know, that's what she's done. And you know, a normal guy, it's like, I would never date somebody like that.